But right now, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Tis the Friday before Thanksgiving, and all through the radio, all the numbers were stirring. And with that knowledge, we turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yes, had Cal outright last week knocking off USC, had the Cougs busting up Colorado, and the Seahawks on the cover against the Rams. On Twitter, it's at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling joins us. Lee, how's it going?
Good. Nippy, though. Got down to 62 last night. 62 degrees here.
Oh, my God. How do you guys sustain through such trials and tribulations?
Well, you said sandbar. No one was going out to the sandbar last night. I mean, I had a friend call me. He's watching his son play baseball. He tell me it's freezing. I'm like, really?
Wow. He needs to get his rear end out here or up to Jersey
probably
this time of year.
67 degrees at the time, 68. That's when I checked the temperature, and he's complaining about it being cold.
Wow, somebody needs a little wake-up call. By the way, for our regulars who listen to the show, you had a rarity last week. I mean, you grayed out your picks. So this one wasn't 30, wasn't 40, wasn't 50. You doubled that one up. So big 100-unit winner last week.
Yeah, I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. And just, you know, everything I did, I worked up this game, and I'm like, you know, Green Bay is playing Miami. They need the game. They're 3-4-1. The weather, it's going to be in the mid to upper 20s. You know, Miami's playing with a backup quarterback, two offensive linemen already done for the year. And didn't say anything to anyone. I'd found out both offensive starting tackles were also going to miss the game. So not many NFL teams without four starting offensive linemen and their two best offensive linemen and without their starting quarterback can win on the road against a good team. So laid the 9.5, worked out. They doubled the spread. They won 31-12. We won our first ever 100-unit play.
Yeah, I saw some of your folks on Twitter with some really good GIFs and memes of people basically celebrating euphorically. So,
well, that's what it's all about. You know, you got to pick your spots, and I thought it was a great spot to take advantage of, and may not ever have another 100-unit again, but, you know, we went for it, and it came through for us. I even had a great Saturday. Went 5-2-1, our big play there. So this is the time I usually get hot. You know, I've seen these teams. I know them inside and out. So, you know, this is what I do 85, 90 hours a week. So someone's out there working their own job. They want to come aboard. Now's the time. A lot of time left. Yeah, there's only 2 weeks left in the college football season, but we're only in week 11 in the NFL. We've got 42 bowl games, NFL playoffs, and Super Bowl. They want to hop aboard, just use that coupon code SAVE200. They can get 3 weeks for $297 or the rest of the football season through the Super Bowl in February, just $597. Cheapest price we've ever had, and it's all available at ParamountSports.com.
All right, let's start in my old stomping ground, the South Bronx. Early in the year, I don't know if anybody outside these programs thought much of this game, Notre Dame and Syracuse, Irish unbeaten, Orange only losses by 4 at Clemson and overtime at Pitt. Dino Babers has done a hell of a job since coming over from Bowling Green. They can score. Fighting Irish get Ian Book back at quarterback. The Cuse getting 9. What gives here?
Yeah, and I just don't think that you're going to see Syracuse be intimidated. They've already played in Death Valley, and in Death Valley against Clemson, you know, they're one play away from winning that game. They're on defense, 4th and 6. They get a stop with a little more than a minute to go. That game's over. They win the game, and Clemson's not undefeated. And, you know, Syracuse at 9-1, we're talking about them maybe being here in the Final Four. So they're going to be ready to go. The Irish, good, solid team, but they're not able to pull away from good teams. And, you know, I'm hearing people talk about some of these different quarterbacks, especially I was listening the other day, and you have Mel Kiper Jr. He's talking about Daniel Jones for Duke being the 18th best quarterback, Drew Locke being a first rounder. Let me tell you something. Eric Dungy's better than those two guys, and I think significantly better. He's thrown for 14 touchdowns, and he missed a game. He has rushed for 12 touchdowns, and they play at a fast pace. I just think that that quick strike offense, it gets plays off, and they might get off 85 to 90 plays here. I think it's going to create a lot of stress for the Notre Dame defense here. We have not seen a top four team get knocked off. I mean, it seems like the last 4 or 5 weeks, these big dogs just keep winning. But you know what? It's time! Syracuse knocks off Notre Dame 38-36.
All right. Last week, all top 10 teams won. They said in November in the AP poll, first time in 15 years. Washington began the season as the pick to win the North and the conference. They had that mini setback against Auburn, then the gut punch loss here. They struggled, got beat at Cal. Oregon State season one under Jonathan Smith has made some offensive progress, but we say they've got an defense because, man, they got no D. The win at Colorado saved a conference goose egg. Odds makers don't really see this one tight. Dogs minus 32 in Seattle. What's the play here?
Oregon State is, I mean, the numbers are not good. 1-15 straight up. The last 16, 1-8 versus the number last 9 games in Pac-12 play. Washington has won 6 straight here in this series. They've covered 5 of those. I just think Browning and Gaskin are going to have huge, huge games here. So, you know, we're getting towards the end of the season, and you know, you look at the injury wire, and you see these bad teams. It's like guys are begging not to play. I don't know what it is, and the good teams, you know, they seem like, you know, those guys that are banged up, they find a way to suit up and play. So this is a big game here for Washington. It's their last home game for a bunch of pretty prolific seniors: Jake Browning, Miles Gaskin. I think they're going to have huge games. I'm going to lay the points here. Don't normally lay 30-something points, but I'm winning this game 65-10.
Okay. Talking the numbers with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. The original confines were Wrigley Field, but Oregon now has to see their home stadium in a similar manner because they've been bad on the road the last 3 games. Barely got out of the starting gate. And now they host Arizona State and this team, who looks really good offensively with some nice weapons. A little dinged up, a little vulnerable on defense. Ducks, obviously, with their own defensive dings and issues. Vegas says Ducks by 4. What say you?
Arizona State defense has improved. Not saying they're great, but they've trimmed 10 points per game off what they allowed the year before, 65 yards per game. And not many teams that have a prolific quarterback in Wilkins, running back in Benjamin, receiver in Harry. So they are explosive here. If Arizona State wins out and somehow they're able to get this win here, then, you know, if Utah loses and they win the last game against Arizona, they're going to win the Pac-10 South. So they're going to come ready to play, and they're just better balanced, better defense, playing real good of late. Give me Arizona State 31-28.
All righty. Let's move along here. And if on Labor Day you told me the banner carrier at this point for the Pac-12 would be Washington State, I would probably just walk the way slowly and call 911. But here they are. They host Arizona. You know, they could still lose then beat the Huskies in the Apple Cup and win the North, but that would end any shot at a playoff. Wildcat offense has kicked it in the past couple weeks, but, you know, they beat Oregon, beat Colorado. Sportsbooks say the Cougs don't Coug it. They're laying 10 against the U of A. Who are you liking here?
You know, the Cougs are still, you know, they're still in this college football playoff conversation. I expect the Cougs to run a little bit more than most people would expect. Why? Because Zona's front 7 on defense, not real big. And we've seen a couple games against Utah. They were able to be run on here. So the weather going to be a factor. I'm seeing weather mid to upper 20s in this game, and it's not going to affect the Cougars, but I think it could affect Arizona. Maybe Arizona thinks all of a sudden that they can throw the football. They threw for 350 last week on Colorado's defense, but Colorado's defense stinks. I mean, that was a mirage. And the Cougs, they protect the home turf 29-14 the last 43 at home. I like the Cougs here. They continue to win 42-24.
All righty, laying double digits again. To the NFL, one of the biggest regular season games, you know, over the past, what they say, 27, 28 years,
yeah.
Takes us to L.A. because they had to cancel Mexico. Battle of one-loss teams, Rams now hosting the Chiefs. L.A. with a gutty win over the Seahawks. They did lose Cooper Kupp. KC and Pat Mahomes, they messed around a little bit, but beat the Cardinals. The embraceable U's laying two at the Coliseum. What do you think gives down in SoCal?
Well, I mean, this game has all the ingredients to be, you know, an incredible instant classic. Two great offenses, a lot of good receivers, running backs that can run and catch the ball in the backfield and go the distance. And I think it's going to come down to defense. Maybe the first team with three stops wins this game. Kansas City, if you judge it just based on the last couple weeks, you'd probably back their defense. But two of the last three games were at home, and I just think that crowd certainly helped Kansas City the last couple weeks. And it's all about energy usually on defense. And for some reason, this Rams defensive front, I mean, through the acquisitions and the pickups and the free agent signings, it looked like they had put together maybe one of the top defensive lines in the last maybe 40, 50 years, and they got four All-Pros. These are guys normally need to be double-teamed, and the last two games they just have not shown up. But with the situation going on now with Patrick Mahomes for Kansas City, he all of a sudden showed up on the injury report with a foot injury, and I just think that defensive line is going to come to play. I think they're going to put up three or four sacks in this game. So I like the Rams here at home in a shootout, 42-35.
All right. I hope it's a good game. And as always, you and I, when you join us on the show, we talk up the big games, the local, the regional connection. But when it's game day, you and your people are about one thing, looking for the advantageous matchups to pick winners for your clients. I mentioned you had the 100-unit crushing last week. Your game of the week, back to college, Utah and Colorado, the Pac-12 mountain rivalry. So let folks know, how do they get that and all that Paramount Sports has to offer?
Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. A lot of other free pick videos. There's some big games going on around the country. You know, like Central Florida, game day's there for Cincinnati. We've got Texas and Iowa State, West Virginia, Oklahoma State. All those free pick videos, those are up and available at the website, ParamountSports.com. So we're just going to keep rolling. It's been a great season, one of the best weekends ever last weekend. So you want to be with me this time of the year when we're hot. And like I said, always sign up for the free pick. We always supply a free pick to all our followers at ParamountSports.com. Fill that out each week, and you can hop on board. So ParamountSports.com, use that coupon code SAVE200, or you want to get the free pick, Utah and Colorado, or reach us and talk about being a client, just call us at the office, 800-400-9741.
Well, Lee, you and yours somehow soldier on through your 65 degrees of weather there
62,
in Florida.
62.
Oh, 60. Oof, I don't know how you're going to get through this. But obviously, we're off next week, so
okay.
Let's set up a time to talk. You know, once championships are settled, and as always, I'd like to wish you and your family and everybody back in Florida healthy, happy Thanksgiving. Always enjoy having you on, my friend. Have a good one.
Feel the same way, Steve. You have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving, and I want to wish you and your family and all the listeners out there a great holiday season.
All right. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Okay.
Take it easy.